Psalm 48 is the song for this morning, and Psalm 48 is a psalm of contrasts. This was a time when this psalm was written that things were really kind of bad in the world, but things were pretty good in Jerusalem. And so this psalm, in this psalm, Psalm 48, the psalmist is inviting people to come up and see Jerusalem. That Jerusalem is wonderful and things are good, and it's the holy city of God. And as we take that for today, as all scripture is given for our inspiration and exhortation, we can look at the city of Jerusalem as the community of the saved. So let's look at it that way this morning as we look at what the very first verse says. And it's exciting because it is so true. What is it saying? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Great is the Lord. What is he really saying? What does the Hebrew say? It says gadol, and it means exceedingly. He's really great. He's mighty. Mm-hmm. He's noble. And then the word to describe the word great is very. He is very. And you can double or triple that. He is very, very, very great. And greatly, how are we to praise him? It tells us how. The Psalms are so good because they don't just say something, but there's the how-to in many of the Psalms. How do we do it? Greatly, what does it mean? It means to do it vehemently, to do it wholly, to do it speedily. Can we praise him speedily and wholly? Intensively, with superlatives, diligently, especially, louder, utterly, and well. Amen. That's how we're supposed to praise him. Great is the Lord. He's fabulous. He's fantastic. He's magnificent. Therefore, we can praise him. And then how is he to be praised? He is to be praised clearly, to make a clear sound. Praise means, it's our familiar word, halal. We use it. It's used over and over in the Psalms. It means to make clear, to shine, to make a shout, to boast, to foolishly rave, to celebrate and be renowned. Tonight, the world is going to be celebrating in the Oscars. People are going to be really excited about getting Oscars, and they're going to be applauded. How much more? This morning, can we be excited and get excited, even to the point of being a little foolish in our worship this morning? Let's praise him, for he is greatly to be praised. Amen? Now, we're in the process of making some changes to our coffee machine, and it said, no, it won't go this morning. So we have in hand written, let's stand, and we'll say verse 1 together.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness.
Amen. And we've got the keys of the kingdom. What are they? Praising God. Number one, key to the kingdom.